When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're now listening to TMZ Verified, the podcast.
Make sure to check us out every week for free on Wednesdays.
And make sure to like, follow, subscribe with us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't forget, full episodes are available on YouTube. Just search the TMZ Podcast Network.
On to the show.
Yep, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Isaac.
And I know you guys are like, oh my God, where's Jacob? Don't worry, Jacob will be back soon. But we got our social media guru. Isaac is in the building, y'all. Make some noise for Isaac. Woo, woo. There's
Hello,
nobody.
Everybody.
And I don't know why I always say make some noise. There's like nobody else.
No one's
nobody
else noise.
In the room. Pure silence.
So this is our second episode, but I felt like we missed a little bit on the first episode with actually explaining what TMZ Verified, the podcast, is.
TMZ Verified is essentially the place where you will go to listen to all of the hottest topics mm-hmm. about your favorite people on your feed and everything you need to know about them that you actually want to know.
Yeah, so all the like details. Stuff you see on social media, the like trending, the viral moment, all the influencers, that's what we do here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All content creators, everything.
Get down to the nitty gritty.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So.
How are we feeling? How are you feeling, Isaac? Temp check.
So, temp check, being here, 10. Really happy.
But
in a few days is one of the most stressful times of the year.
Okay, why?
Coachella.
Okay, I knew it.
I can't sleep. My outfits, you know.
Which are always on fleek, by the way. Isaac's outfit's always on fleek.
No.
Right, I'm going to let y'all know.
Are your Coachella outfits already planned? Are we stressed?
I'm in the making. They're getting there. So like I ordered everything and now I kind of just have to, you know, piece it all together.
Got it.
See what looks good. But like, you know, Coachella is like a fashion show too. It's not just like you're there for the music. You are there to be seen.
Everyone's
the pictures.
See you.
Like,
yes.
You know, I'm going to the Revolve Festival with my roommate and you know that's
okay,
a big one. So I'm like, wait, I have to look absolutely incredible.
Yes.
So what's the vibe you're going for with the fits?
So I'm trying to do at least one statement piece. An outfit.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So if I have like a chill short, I'm going to do like a freaky shirt.
Okay.
Or if I'm doing a freaky shirt, I'm doing like chill shorts.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like and then I heard that the most important is feet. You're on your feet all freaking day.
Okay. So are we painting our nails?
No. Not,
okay.
None of that.
No?
Not,
I would
that's
be full-fledged, like all decked out.
No, but I was just going to say with, you know, since you're walking miles and miles, I think I'm just going to go with like, my Air Force Ones.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, so I'm super comfy.
I'm, like, ready for all my friends who are wearing, like, cowboy boots, like, all day. I'm going to be
like,
you're not
going to
walk day two.
Literally.
So, yeah. You know, just leading up to Coachella is a lot of stress.
Okay.
You're going to have so much fun.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? How are you feeling?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I'm at about a, definitely not a damn 10. I feel like I'm at, like, a 7.5.
I'm at a 10.
Okay. Why a 7? Because, one, I had a really good week. Two, I'm wearing this green sweater that I got, so I'm really
good.
Green
okay,
looks,
thank
green
you.
Looks good on you.
Really good.
But I'm not really having the best day. I had a stressful last morning.
You
y'all.
Came late.
Put my business out.
So we both came in late at the same time, and I go, oh my God, I love your outfit.
And we're like, no, I got in here super late, but also, okay, this is a black thing, but I slept like wrong with my hair last night. Like I didn't put my bonnet on.
Okay.
So half of my hair right now is flat, and the other half is
curly. I think you look great.
I saw your Instagram story.
Yes. You know, like real struggles that I'll be having.
So that
like,
does ruin the vibe
it just,
of the
it
day.
It threw off my whole day. It threw off my fit. Like, so I'm at about 7.5. Maybe
okay.
by the
I feel
end
like
of the
that's
day.
Strong.
Okay, that's
with
still
what
strong.
What we're dealing with, that's a good thing.
Anything above a 5 is we're doing good.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Steph, how
yeah,
you
Steph,
feeling?
What about you?
I'm feeling an 8 because that's my favorite number, and I can't really think of anything else right now when it comes to overall what's going on. I'm stressed with work, but at the same time, like, I'm just happy. I was sick last week, so I'm just happy.
Yes.
I'm feeling good.
Something
we're back in the group.
So if you watched our first episode and you were like, what's up with that girl?
Oh, yeah. The reason I sound congested is because I
was. The first episode was like, hey, what's up, guys?
literally. That's what I felt like. So I'm just happy to be alive. Truly.
No, yeah.
Like, I'm happy to be good. I was worried.
No COVID?
No COVID.
People
no,
are like, does
no,
she
no,
sound
no.
like that? I was like, no, she's sick.
Everyone's worried. All right, no, I feel that. I'm great.
Oh, also, by the way, people, Pegasus is fine for the two people that actually gave a crap. Pegasus yeah, they're is like, cool.
You have a cat.
Okay, I'm not, this is so embarrassing, but he was throwing up. I told you he was like sick, throwing up. It was a weird situation. He threw up a string from a balloon.
Me.
So what I think he did was he ate, I got my girl some balloons for her birthday, and then so he nice. Like ate the string off of the balloon.
Without
I
guess you knowing.
It was, yep. And it was in his stomach, and it was just kind of messed up. Mm-mm. He threw it up. Once he threw it up, I go, oh, he cool. And he ain't missing okay. ever since. So, yes, Pegasus is
glad Peggy's right. okay.
Peggy. Oh, my God.
All right, should we get into some stories?
Yeah. Let's get into some stories. We know my favorite, Trisha Paytas, mm-hmm. is pregnant, and they decided they were going to raise their baby non-binary. This is great. This is the way the world is heading. This is very, like, fans are in full support of this. The issue was there was a gender reveal party. Fans are not happy about this. Everyone's kind of giving their thoughts. Does this make sense? You're raising the child non-binary, but then you're having a gender reveal party. The math isn't math. You're like, make it, some you're people
like,
are saying.
You're yeah. like, make it make sense.
That's what, yeah. What do you guys think about that?
You never know what they're up to. They are always doing something that you don't see coming. It's a wild ball every single time. So for this to occur, it doesn't surprise me. They just got married, right? Like,
yes.
not too long ago.
Yes.
So I just feel like they are, you know, trying to...
I think what they're trying to do is be... open. Whatever the baby is what they're going to accept the baby as. I think it's really not that complex, but fans are freaking out.
But then, yeah, what's the reveal for? To reveal what?
Yeah, I think that that's the thing here. So, like, for me, I have, like, I'm thinking about this two ways. So there's, like, the, like, me playing devil's advocate, like, for Trish and them in a sense. But then there's also so I'll tackle that perspective first. So in one sense, I'm thinking, like, all right, Trish and Moses.
Yes.
Trish and Moses, they kind of made the decision to be, like, we're going to be progressive, is that the word?
Open.
Open.
Modern.
Progressive, you know, raise our children in this very open manner, which I think it's great.
Great.
And then I think the gender reveal was just maybe Trish wanting to have a party. But the biggest thing here is this is just seems kind of thirsty. Like, I feel like Trish does whatever Trish can do to make people talk about Trish in that sense. So it was like,
doesn't care.
We haven't talked about Trish in like a week. So now Trish is like, right,
I gotta do something. I gotta do something.
Like,
I think
a part of this is just, I think this is Trish being thirsty. But I would like to also believe this is coming from a good place. But I don't know. I'm cynical and this is
I truly believe, based on their reputation and what I love about them, is you're really going to be open with whatever the baby decides. So in terms of if it comes out a girl, if it comes out a boy, doesn't matter. It can wear pink. The girl can wear blue. No gender norms is what I think they're doing here.
Right.
I don't think it's that complex, but fans are pissed because, you know, you say one statement and then go and to the opposite.
When
you're
was
gonna piss people
it? Was
off.
This past weekend they had it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a weird thing. You can't kind of. I feel like.
I don't know if it was that last weekend.
It was recently, though.
Recently. Okay.
But I feel like, I don't know, it's just kind of insensitive to members of, you know, gender nonconforming communities to be kind of like playing with this thing and be like, we're going to be gender nonconforming, but then next Tuesday we're going to have a gender reveal. Like, it's just, it doesn't seem genuine in that sense to
like
me.
Like, they say one thing and then they do the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't put them in a box.
Right.
Yeah. What's going on with Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian was on the Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast, and she did a tell-all to her fans and to everyone listening on all things Pete, Kanye, Skims, etc. This is one of the first podcasts where people are like, I feel like this is the most we've gotten out of Kim in a year.
Definitely.
And it was like a 33-minute podcast, and it just dropped this morning, a few hours ago, honestly. So I was probably the first person to listen to it as soon as it dropped. I, like, sent it right into the desk.
No, the exit comes running over.
Yeah, I, like, came running wild. I was like, we have to do this story. But basically, Kim lets her fans and everyone in on, you know, these details that no one really knows about the way her and Pete, you know, got to how they are now. A lot of people think that they, you know, started when they were on SNL together doing that skit when she was, when they were Aladdin. And what's the princess's name?
Jasmine.
But in reality, they were at the Met Gala, and it had come out that Kim was going to be on SNL. she, it wasn't out to the public, but people at SNL knew. So obviously Pete's part of SNL, so he knew. And he went up to Kim at the Met and was like, hey, like, I'm, you know, congratulations, I heard you're doing this. Like, Kim was like, yeah, do you know when it's going to, like, come out? And, you know, Pete was like, I'm not sure, because Kim was like, I already said yes to it, so I can't back out of it now. But, you know, and, you know, Pete was like, hey, I'm here for you. Like, if you have any questions, concerns, here's my number. She's at the Met, full look. She can't get her phone out because she's wearing these gloves.
Yeah, the glove. That's the year she had the face thing.
Yeah, she had her whole thing. So she's like, I can't move. But she's like, I can't get my phone out. He's like, okay. And just, like, walks away. Like, Pete being Pete. Right. Kim's like, I didn't get a chance for me to be like, well, take my number. So they had not spoken or anything. The week of SNL, he didn't really show up until the dress rehearsal day of.
Oh. Okay.
And so there was a fill-in for when they were doing that scene where they kiss. So everyone was like,
so they didn't even practice the kiss?
Didn't do anything.
What?
Oh, that's kind of cute and romantic.
So then she's going on about how during the dress rehearsal, he has finally showed up, and she didn't feel any type of way about him yet. It was more just so like, this is Pete. Like, now we get to, I get to do it with the actual.
Right.
Yeah, the person.
Exactly, yeah.
When we kissed, I was just like,
Really?
But
like a stage kiss?
Yeah, it was a stage kiss, but it was like still like a little zing, you know? It wasn't anything like a super crazy feeling. I was just like, And then I was like, wow, I really haven't kissed anyone else in 10 years. So maybe I'm just like being stupid, and it's just nothing, and it's just a stage kiss. And then a few days later, I was like, there is some BD action, and like, where, how am I gonna, I just gotta get myself out there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And she's telling, like, just, this is the first time anyone's heard this.
Uh-huh. First of all, so sweet that she's like, oh, I haven't kissed anyone in 10 years.
10 years.
Maybe. Why do you want to know? She was kissing Kanye. This.
No, but
she's saying, I haven't kissed anyone
since Kanye, like, literally. But being, you know, vulnerable and being, I just got to have a relationship for a long time.
Totally.
Maybe I'm overthinking this. Or is it actual,
she
like,
butterflies?
Yeah.
She's like, not so sure, cute. Because she's like, it's been 10 years.
True. I mean, I don't know. I'm really happy for the whole Kim and Pete situation. I just...
You're holding back.
Somebody check on my boy Kanye.
Just...
I mean, I don't... No, Kanye ain't shit in this whole... In the divorce drama. But I just
stand.
I give it about 24 hours before Kanye West is back on Instagram losing his freaking mind.
Oh, absolutely.
After this podcast.
No, for real.
We'll be there to... Yeah. We'll be there to talk about it.
I know.
But
it's
true. Support them 100%. Uh-huh. And I think it's really cute that in that moment, she was like, oh my God, kind of overthinking. Like, that means you like the person.
Yeah, no. I'm very happy for the two of them, and I love Kim. The podcast is great.
Yeah, and I will say it was also really refreshing and mature of Kim to be like, I know Kanye is with Chaney Jones, and as long as he's happy, I'm cool with that.
Right.
I don't know. Shout out to Kim, man.
Love that.
Yeah. But I think they're good vibes right now.
What about you, Wild? What do you got for
I know. In other shady news, JoJo Siwa was not invited to the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Can't
and
believe
first
it.
Of all, I didn't even know that JoJo Siwa and Nickelodeon had beef. Obviously, the KCAs were on over the weekend, and all the kids were like, where's JoJo Siwa? Because everybody loved JoJo Siwa.
And
also,
wasn't she not?
JoJo, exactly. JoJo had a longstanding partnership with Nickelodeon for some time.
It's crazy.
So JoJo took to Instagram on Saturday, and she revealed that she simply wasn't invited to the award show. She said, a lot of you have been asking why I'm not at the Nickelodeon's Kid Choice Awards tonight, and the answer is very simple. I wasn't invited. She goes on to say, I'm not sure why, but I just didn't get an invite.
I have several questions.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they invite her?
Mm-hmm.
The obvious. Number two, don't make it obvious that you didn't invite someone by making them like that big of a deal in terms of...
And then not inviting her? Like, it's like, she is... Okay, I mean, I don't know because we're a little older and we kind of missed the JoJo Siwa wave, but I feel like JoJo Siwa is like the...
Demographic.
Duff.
Yes.
Right, like she's like
that,
the
that is Nickelodeon's
girl.
Face yes. is JoJo
yes.
Siwa.
Yes. Yes. So just, again, the math isn't...
Nothing. I don't get it. Did she do something to them? Are they trying to, you know, kind of break out of that JoJo Siwa? I know that she's, you know, in the LGBTQ plus community now. And I know that that's a big thing we've seen online is this controversy. Is it because she came out as lesbian?
Changed up her look.
Okay.
She changed her hair. She's not that cute ponytail,
kid-friendly
dancer. She's had 3 girlfriends now, I think, since she's come out.
Good for her.
JoJo been knocking them back.
Yeah, JoJo's like hello here.
No, for
hello, I'm here.
That's a possibility, for sure.
So a lot of people online are like, is it because Nick doesn't want to show the side of JoJo? Exactly.
Did we simply forget, or is this a power move? That's like the debate.
Yeah.
Because it can't just be one of neutral. Mm-hmm. No, that was a power move or not.
It's really, I feel bad for her.
And yeah, and like I don't think that's,
it's like messed up.
But a lot of fans online, like you said, have been having that exact conversation and it's like, this is the first time JoJo hasn't been invited to the Kids' Choice Awards since she's become a thing. So it doesn't really make sense. And people are pointing out, and JoJo even has been retweeting, y'all, some of the tweets that people are saying about the whole Nickelodeon drama. So one tweet was, the only year that JoJo didn't get invited to the Kids' Choice Awards is when she comes out and cuts her hair.
Yep.
Sus at Nickelodeon. And JoJo retweeted it because it's like...
Because
it,
what? It's like that, yeah, that is. Yeah. Put the math equation together.
It is literally it's like a seemingly a direct correlation.
It doesn't
like,
make sense.
It's really sad.
Yeah, Nickelodeon hasn't like officially commented on why JoJo.
I know.
No, because they're probably literally shaking the boots right now.
Right, like, but JoJo has been like actively retweeting people.
Oh, she's
right.
She's like, this is war now.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And now she's probably not gonna want to touch Nickelodeon now.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I feel like it's cool for her to, she's a grown ass woman. Like, is JoJo not grown?
How old is she? 18.
She's 18 years
grown
old.
Grown enough.
She's an adult.
Yeah, and control her own image. And I think that, like y'all said, this is one of those control
but
things.
But typical Nickelodeon, that we've heard this before.
I know.
That sometimes when you change up what you want to do, that you were Disney before, people. And you become an adult, then they're like shunning you. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a power move, but there's also a probability that they forgot, but I'm thinking that's a no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess maybe we'll wait and see what Nickelodeon has to say if they come out with anything as to why they didn't invite her. And we'll hear from maybe JoJo's team something, you know, along the lines.
So someone else who's been like super open and vocal about who she is as a person, Holly Scarfone is here today.
It was amazing. She was a dream. She was so, so cute. I did not expect her to be so like talkative and really open. And
yeah.
I really, once we get these people in here, they really just want to talk to us, which I love.
It's cool that we get to see these people online, social media, on TV, Too Hot to Handle, Netflix, all that. And then they come in here and they really show their personalities, say, you know, talk about themselves and, you know, get it.
We got to see her relationship on TV unfold, but we also got to hear about the relationship in this interview. So it was really great.
Nah, it was really cool. Let's check it out.
It's Team Z Verified. I'm Steph.
I'm Wild.
I'm Jacob.
And today we're here with Holly Scarfone. Everything you need to know, we're going to find out. She played some mind games on Too Hot to Handle, studied psychology in college on YouTube.
Oh, yes. Clap it up for Holly, people.
Ooh, hi,
actually,
everyone.
Actually, don't clap yet because I'll watch season 3 of Too Hot to Handle.
No.
Holly, girl, you and Nathan, problematic.
Hot. I loved it.
Hot, right?
I loved it.
I mean, $120,000 worth of problematic, though. Like,
listen.
What happened, Holly?
It's just a number, baby. No,
okay, explain the premise of the show for people who have never watched Too Hot to Handle.
Okay, so if you guys haven't seen Too Hot to Handle, basically they take, I mean, I think it's like whether like 10 to 15 hot, single, you know, people who go on this island thinking they're going to go party, right?
Right.
And live it up. And then... essentially, we get there and we find out that there's like rule mandates and that we're actually not allowed to touch each other. And if there is any physical like contact, any sexual contact, you lose money for the rest of the group. It's a very, very brilliant concept, actually.
So when you say we find out that we can't touch anyone, you were on season 3.
Yeah.
So didn't you already know going into it? Like, I kind of know how this works.
And I get this all the time, but I was told that we were going on parties in paradise. And then, you know, we got there as Pleasure Island. So it was basically like a new show, a new concept. Like, you know, everything was in the work, but basically we were told that we were going to go, you know, yachting around and just on a, you know, on an island, hot in a bikini, right at a party, bunch of singles.
That
sounds chill. You lose money if you touch on this show. Would they get really mad at you if you, in real life, or was it just for show?
No, I mean, of course everyone get mad in real life. Like, I mean, it's interesting because it's like you have a group amount of money. Like, it's a jackpot for everybody. And so, like, if two people or, you know, more than two people if they want, it hasn't happened in Too Hot to Handle history, but it could, you know, touch each other, it loses money for the rest of the group. So you're like essentially battling like a dynamic of like building a relationship with someone without physically touching them, mm-hmm. and then also building a relationship with the rest of the group. It's more of like a self-journey type show.
Well, wasn't there a lot of controversy on that final episode where weren't you kind of flirting with Nathan and there was a lot of money on the line and didn't people get a little
upset? That was the whole shebang.
Listen, I had proven to him that I could keep my hands to myself. And
you gotta tease him a little
bit. I had to tease him to see if he came back and could keep his hands off me and, like, you know, physically enjoy a conversation.
And
you know
that he really likes you.
But people took it like, oh, Holly's trying to tempt him and lose the money. Like, give me a break. Like, you know, I hadn't seen my man, whatever. He comes back. You know, I wanted to see how he would act in that circumstance. Like,
and at that point, how long had it been at that point? Like, you can only restrain yourself so much.
I know. Well, here's the thing, though. Like, at the end, you know, you do, it is a self-journey. Like, at the end, I feel like I got a grip of it, and I really, like, understood, you know, how to gracefully, you know, move a relationship forward without mm-hmm. physical touch. But here's the thing, though. Like, one of my love languages is physical touch. So mm-hmm. I felt like it was really difficult for me because that is one way that I like to build a relationship, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, at the end, it kind of got more of a
Since the whole premise is not to touch, since your dating life after the show, has it changed where you're like, oh, maybe I don't need to be as, maybe I need to get to know the person intimately, emotionally, or is it just the same?
I mean, like, everything has changed since the show.
Really?
Absolutely everything. And even the way that I just view relationships in general, I tend to take them a little bit more seriously. Like, I don't really, like, I don't love casually. I don't really do, like, casual hookups mm-hmm. anymore, whereas that may be something I would have done before the show. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, I don't know. It's just, I take things a little bit more naturally, but, yeah. like.
So you hit on something interesting. You say, I don't do casual hookups anymore. So then what would you call, I mean, I'm just busting the door down now. So then what was Scott Disick? Because I'm just curious. So that wasn't, so clearly, based off that logic, this wasn't a casual hookup by any means.
Well, it's not like we were married to each other, but, like, it is casual. Mm-hmm. But, like, in terms of, like, when I'm seeing someone, I, you know, tend to just focus on that one thing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that goes for everyone, not just Scott or whatever, yeah. you know? It's just like, that's just how I'm approaching situations and projects in my life in general.
Well, so walk me through that, because I know you guys were first together in Los Angeles and then you were in Paris together. I mean, that's, you know, there's hooking mm-hmm. up with someone and then there's going on trips with people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think? Just explain how you guys met.
And yeah, you guys are getting all the tea today.
It's TMZ. All right, come
here
on.
We go. TMZ.
So how did you guys first meet? You said you came off the show yeah. and your life changed. I mean, Scott Disick, that's a huge star.
Yeah, Scott and I had mutual friends even gotcha. Before the show. So basically, I had kind of known that, you know, he was interested just like through mutual friends. Like, you know, he was kind of like, oh, who is Holly? Like, whatever. And yeah, I guess we ended up, I mean, meeting for the first time. We went out to Nobu. It was very casual, you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
casual Nobu. Yeah, you know,
the classic.
You know, you just go to Nobu and
yes, it was though. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, yeah, we had mutual friends. So it was a very natural thing. It's not like it wasn't like any sliding in the DMs. Like, you know,
well, when you're in Paris, you posted a very scandalous photo and you credited him in the photo credit. What was the day like? A day in the life of being in Paris with Scott Disick.
Oh, God. Well,
was being he a gentleman?
A day in the life, in general, being in Paris is amazing, right? But,
you know, you're with Scott Disick.
Yeah, he is a gentleman. He's really okay. sweet. He's a really great guy. Honestly, I've got nothing negative to say. Like, he really is a gentleman. Like, if I didn't have sunglasses, you know, like, he's very giving. And, like, that's just something that I look for in people, you know? Like,
what's one thing you don't think anyone knows about Scott Disick that you'd want the world to know?
I don't know. I think he's misunderstood. I think he's got a really good heart. And I feel like it's hard to be in the limelight. Like, I haven't been in it that long. So for someone who's been in the limelight for so long, I could see how that could, like, you know, take certain tolls or, like, you know, make you feel a certain way. But, like, it is a lot, like, you know, waking up and seeing a new article and, like, you know, not knowing, like, a lot of it is just like, well, like, I didn't you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes the articles aren't even true. Right. Like, and so I don't know. And I think the media can be tough. It really can.
No, totally. Well, to that point, like, were there any articles you saw where you were like—
A ton.
Then what was wrong?
well, a ton of them that were, I woke up and like, I genuinely like had to turn my phone off for the day, because it's like, not just the article, it's like, you know, people texting you and like, you know, it is really cool to have, you know, I'm not gonna lie, like, it's cool to have a sense of notoriety. It's cool that people care, but like, sometimes people care about the wrong things. And like, I don't know, there was a few articles where I was like, I need to turn off my phone because it was just a lot. Like, it does become a lot.
So two of your co-stars, Harry Johnson and Cam Holmes, they came out and they were like, Holly's relationship with Scott is fake. Holly's just milking the cow. How do you respond to that?
Well, I didn't even see it. My mom sent it to me and I was like, oh my God. And the first thing I did, I mean, I didn't even, to be fair, read the whole article, because I was just like, what? Like, you know, these are, so Harry, I haven't seen since the show, but he's an amazing guy. Cam, I have never met, but I've talked to his girlfriend, Emily. She's amazing. She's actually probably going to be here for Coachella, so I'm going to see her.
Right.
It was something like that where I was like, wow, like, these are people I considered my friends, and like, I don't know why, you know, they would say something like that. They don't really know much about my life. Like, it was just like a, damn, like, are these really my friends? Like, and I'm sure, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And people told me this. So when I first came off the show, people said to me that, like, there's going to become a certain point where, like, you got the whole friendship, family feeling. It's always going to be that. I felt like that because, you know, I live with these people for like a month, you know, a month and a half, and you go through so much together. But, you know, a few months in, things will switch up. Someone told me that. And I was like, no way. And like, it's all love. I've got no hard feelings. It was hurtful to see those articles though.
And are you guys still in contact, you and Scott?
I mean, listen, it is all love, peace, and happiness.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, yeah, you're just getting grilled right now.
I know.
Yeah, literally, I'm like,
but
you guys.
I have to say, no, I mean, and listen, like, I appreciate you being open. Yeah. I mean, I saw this girl, Rebecca Donaldson.
Yeah.
She was at the premiere for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
She was.
So what was your reaction when you saw them together?
Well, I guess that's out there in the world anyway. But I was at Catch the night before.
Mm-hmm. And it's all right, girl. We saw the video. It's cool.
Listen, LA is like, there's no other town like LA. I swear to God, because I was just having a casual night and I guess he was there with a girl, with Rebecca.
Yeah, let me set the scene. So Scott and Rebecca were already in, and then the paparazzi's caught Holly going in right after Scott. So what happened? You went in to Catch.
Yeah. It was casual. I mean, here's the thing. It was casual. There's a ton of people there at Catch already. Like, it was one of our friends' birthdays, so like, they were having a little birthday dinner at Catch, so we were just, you know, my friend Sergio and I just kind of, you know, went to meet up with them and say hi, and all of a sudden there's a ton of paparazzi, and like, there is paparazzi that hangs out outside of Catch. It's pretty casual usually, but once I walked in there and like, saw it was fine, it really wasn't a big deal at all, didn't feel a certain way. But it was when I was leaving Catch is when it got like overwhelming, because it was like the Hunger Games. I swear to God, it was like, damn, they're really trying to catch me crying.
No, for real, they're like, cameras everywhere. They're like, Holly, Holly, Holly.
They wanted
so
to see me dragging somebody out. Like, yeah. No, it's all, you know.
Well, good on you for not acting like that. I mean,
I don't own anybody, and I'm not like, you know what I mean? I'm a very open-minded woman. Like, you know, live your best life. Like, it's, you know, like.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, guess that was just in the spur of the moment. Yeah. How have you been dealing with it, I guess, for the past couple days and weeks?
Fine. Like, literally fine. It's not like I'm, like, heartbroken or anything. It's just, like, at the end of the day, like I said, it was just,
move on.
So I want to circle back to your experience on Too Hot to Handle. Like, what is your relationship with Nathan like now? Because I thought y'all were like, this is a thing. Y'all were like seriously going to be together. And it seemed like y'all was trying a long distance thing for a little bit. What happened?
Yeah, this is going to be a juicy episode of TMZ. Oh, God.
You sound surprised.
I know.
You're in the belly of the beast right now.
Yeah, I know. As a PR standby, but yeah, Nathan and I, we're fine. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I feel disrespected by Nathan. That was it. And, like, and here's the thing. Like, it's easy for just relationships in general. Like, sometimes if you are really, like, into someone, really in love with someone, and really public with them, it's so easy for things to, I mean, go south or whatever. But, like, we really kept it cordial and, like, we're great. The reason why we didn't work out in the beginning was because of distance and time commitments and visas. That was it. It was a logistics thing, which could have potentially been, you know, fixed in the future, right? Yeah. And that was the goal. But, you know, comes to a point where you feel disrespected. I'm just going to be honest. I felt disrespected. I don't think I would want to date Nathan again. I'm not looking for, you know, I know, yeah.
After you watched the show, did you have a different opinion on Nathan?
No, not at all. Like, it was really wonderful watching our journey. There was a couple things in there that I was like, okay, very interesting. But, like, you know, you never know. I always take things with a grain of salt, literally. Like, you never really know. I base my, like, you know, judgment on people based on, like, what they tell me and my experiences with them personally. But, so, yeah.
So what was done in particular that you found disrespectful?
I mean, guys, this is something that it was just maybe some things that he has said to me, maybe some things that, you know, boundaries that he has crossed with me that, like, in any circumstance maybe wouldn't be appropriate. So I just don't think he's the one for me. And, like,
hey, man, we're just going through life. You got to kiss a lot of toads to find your prince.
Exactly. You know what? Like, and that's just the whole point of dating is, like, you know, getting to know different people and seeing what you like and seeing what you don't and, you know, pushing your boundaries and seeing what's acceptable and what's not. And, like, at the end of the day, I've got no hard feelings. I hope he lives the best life. And, like, you know, maybe we can be friends in the future. But right now, for my own personal healing, like, I just need space. And that's just that. Like, that's just that.
And I'm just listening to you talk about your dating trajectory. I mean, you said that you dealt with Nathan, who did some things that were disrespectful. And then you meet a guy like Scott Disick, who you said was a gentleman. And I'm sure that that was very comforting.
Yeah. Yes. But they're also very different types of people. And you know what I mean? Like, they're very, very, very different types of people. It's really refreshing just to get to know different people. But, like, yeah, I don't know. That's just that. Like, I feel like everyone wants to know about, like, my dating and personal and like, my love life is, like, a huge part of me. But, like, at this point in LA, like, it's not, like, what I'm 100% focusing on either.
Well, aside from dating, what are you looking forward to in the future? You start a YouTube channel. Are you going into acting? What are you looking forward to with your newfound fame?
Yeah, honestly, I'm just out here living life. I want to, like, you know, build a relationship with the people that follow me. Like, it, you know, it's kind of amazing to have a community. And, like, you know, I get a lot of advice from the people that, like, you know, follow me and, like, hopefully vice versa. But, you know, it's been really cool to just, you know, connect with people. That's what I love to do. I study psychology. I love connecting with people, like, on an individual standpoint, but also, like, as a whole. And, like, I don't know. So, yeah, I started my YouTube. I recorded my first podcast, which is kind of strange. Yeah, it's really cool. Thank you. But yeah, I mean, I just want to create and live life and just be happy. Yeah. Literally.
So you've done the reality show, which has essentially, like, thrusted you into the public, like, wild spotlight.
Yeah.
What was your plan before all this? Because you have a degree. You just graduated.
Yeah. You know what? So I studied psychology. What was my plan? I mean, I was modeling for a long time. Not that, you know, that's what I wanted to take up. But, like, I've kind of just, I've just kind of, like, gracefully went through life and just, you know, follow different opportunities. And, like, that's what I encourage people to do is, like, you know, live your best life and go what feels good, even if it's out of the norms. Like, for example, like, I even thought maybe going on a reality show would, like, you know, close doors for me in the sense of, like, okay, well, I studied psychology, like, you know, will people take me, you know, legitimate or whatever, you know what I mean? Because it is a really vulnerable show. Like you know, and traditionally, like if you're going to work with a therapist, it's very like, you know, it's very like clean cut and like you sit in a room or whatever. But like, I don't know, I think the message for people out there is you can do what you want to do. You can switch industries. You can just live your life. You only have one of them.
You know, one of the things I'm just so curious about on any dating show.
Yeah.
And I'm just so curious. What were your parents' reaction when they're watching their daughter on Too Hot to Handle talking about like sex and all this stuff?
God.
I would be like personally, and maybe this is just my relationship with my parents, I would be mortified.
Oh, I've even apologized to my parents beforehand. I'm just like, I'm so sorry. But you know, out the gate, I came out in a sprint, okay? Like they know me. I'm just, you know, very outspoken and, you know, born to shine. But like, I don't know, I've always just been really open about my sexuality. My mom was really supportive. My dad, you know, my whole family was really supportive. They support me in everything that I want to do. You know, I would say that on my dad's side, they're a little bit more conservative or Italian. You know, that was a little, I don't even think he's watched the whole show, to be honest with you.
Really?
He watched it. He told me he watched the first episode. And I was like,
and then he was like scarred. He's like, no.
I was like, turn this off, please. And don't ever tell me you watch this again. No, but it, you know, it's all good. I mean, when you put something out there, like you expect everyone to see it, and that's okay. Like, you know, just live life, and you know what I mean?
Have you considered going on another dating show? Or are you kind of in retirement now?
Or if they did like a Too Hot to Handle All-Stars, would you go back
Bachelor.
For that?
Oh, I don't know if I would do The Bachelor, because that's where it's like one guy and like a bunch of girls, right?
Not but what if it was you?
Choosing from a bunch of men, I don't know about that either. I feel like that's too, like, picky and choosy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I would go back on a dating show, I would think. It would be interesting going back on now, knowing, like, you know, the inner workings and stuff. Because, I don't know, it's, I think I was like, I don't know, a little bit shy or whatever, but I think, I don't know. It was amazing.
A little bit shy? If this is you shy.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy moly.
Yeah, stay tuned for round two. The next one's going to be crazy. No, I'm joking.
I didn't realize we were going to be introvert. Yes. I'm ready to see the extrovert.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. I think I'm open to opportunities. Just, you know, depends what it would be. But like, I would never shut anything down.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Are there any celebs that are in your DMs currently that you can share about?
Couple of my DMs.
Who's the hottest one?
I'm not going to name drop.
All right, well, just tell us what they do. Are they like basketball players, rappers, singers? What
you
is
know,
it?
I've never really been into athletes. Like, I am, but like, I can't even sit here and be like.
So it's a lot of rappers in your DMs. Is that what I'm at?
There's some artists, yeah. Artists are cool. I don't know. I feel like creators are just cool in general. But like, you don't have to be an artist or rapper. Like, I would like anybody. But like, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. So Harry Jowsey, when he came on our first episode, he was explaining to us how you go into the DMs. So someone who's on the other side of it, who's getting the DMs, is there anything someone can say to you where you're like, oof, I got that was good. That was good.
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's like, I don't know what it is to catch my attention. I think you just have to, in all life circumstances, I feel like you just have to go in there and like do something different. Like a pickup line, the pickup line would have to be like fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I like? Write me a song.
Oh.
Okay, write me a freaking song. No, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Just please no, like, you know, please no picture. I know Harry was talking about how he gets, like,
photos. Yeah, yeah.
Please, that doesn't work with me, you guys. But, you know, thank you. It's all appreciated. Peace, love, and happiness. But
so I know you're not, like, I know you didn't come here just to talk about Scott Disick. But come on, we're talking about smooth guys. So you're at the date on at Nobu. What does he say that where you're like, all right, hey, this is a gentleman? Mm-hmm.
I think it was afterwards. I think it was us like just hanging out one-on-one and just talking about like, you know, life, just talking about like circumstances. And then, you know, that's when like, in, you know, boundaries are like, you know, barriers are broken, right?
Yeah.
Like you just kind of like talk to someone one-on-one and about real things. And yeah, I think, you know, initially we had like, you know, hit it off and had a really good chat.
Did he get personal enough to talk about the kids or Courtney or anything like that? Even if it's lighthearted or good vibes only.
Yeah, one thing I really enjoy about Scott is I feel like he's like really, you know, open and, you know, he's a real guy. He can have real conversations and he's very comfortable to talk to. Right.
So non-Scott Disick question. Yeah. Tell me about your podcast, girl.
Thank you. Okay, so, I mean, essentially I filmed my first podcast with my best friend Sergio. So okay. Sergio's a character. I don't know if you guys have followed me, you'll probably see him in my stories and stuff. But there's no one in this world like him. He is just like, you know, dresses up in the most extravagant outfits. He's grown up in LA his whole life. He knows the inner workings. And you guys know that, like, there's no other city like LA. Yeah. Everything's like, you know, limelight, glitz, glam, paparazzi, and strategy, and whatever. It, not necessarily, but it's very interesting the way that things work in social interactions. Mm-hmm. Very different. And so someone like me who's just, you know, regular at all, like, I just moved here, and so...
Not regular at all. Like,
well, not, at all. Yes, not regular, but, you know, like, I didn't grow up in LA, yeah. So our podcast is, like, you know, we talk about all things, like, you know, love life, you know, dreams, fantasies, but, like, a lot of the times we talk about, like, you know, how crazy it is here in LA, and, like, how to maneuver it, and, you know, he's given me some really cool insights, and I don't know, we have a really cool energy, so...
And
I'm
also,
excited about that.
Your LA experience is not like my LA experience. You know, it's like you're going to parties probably with influencers. Exactly. That's how you met Scott Disick. You're meeting them through friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to like Baja Fresh and like
Joe yeah, Rose. Baja Fresh is the best, literally. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it is the weirdest thing being in LA and being at a party and seeing like Jeff Bezos next to like Dixie D'Amelio. Not that I've seen that, but you know what I mean. Like, just like people from different industries, like who are doing something different in the same location. It's weird.
Well, so when that's interesting. So when you're at these parties and you're with so many high profile people, do you feel like you can't let loose? Because like I go out to party, I'm trying to chill, I'm trying to drink, have fun. But if you're being watched by all these people, maybe Jeff Bezos, who knows? Do you just feel like, oh wait, I can't like drink right now, or I can't
I think
chill?
That's why a lot of celebrities stay home. I don't know. Like, honestly, I
stay home all the time. I'm not sweaty, but I'm like, I'm staying home.
Yeah, I'm becoming a little bit more of a homebody than I thought. But yeah, no, I mean, it's great. I feel like I can be myself. But at the same time, like, yeah, like you also want to like put on the best version of yourself. I'm also not in college anymore, so it's not like I'm like putting back. You know, I barely even drink anymore. Like, I thought coming to LA, I was gonna like party and go crazy and like you know whatever. But it's actually been really chill and cordial. But yeah, no, I mean it's chill. It's like,
what's the name of your podcast?
You guys, it's called Holly in Hollywood.
So
okay.
Cute.
I like that.
It's the cutest name.
Yeah, I mean, it's very appropriate, right? Like, you know, it's all about, you know, my journey here in Hollywood. And I wake up each morning and I see the Hollywood sign, and that's something I manifested for myself since I was young.
Well,
so
I'm huge into manifestation.
What is the correlation between being on Too Hot to Handle and being super into manifestation?
Manifestation
I'm saying Harry Jowsey comes in here preaching like, hey, like.
It's because Lana just has the manifest
thing
in
the manifestation. It is so real. It's really real.
Have you guys seen that? Have you guys seen that show Lost? From a long time ago on that island. Uh-huh. It's the same thing. We all go to this deserted island and there's some weird juju there. And now we're all like, station of crystals.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You went to Boulder.
Yeah, Skull
Dude,
Buffs.
That is for real Skull Buffs. My closest friends went there and they literally say it's the best.
Have you visited?
One of my biggest regrets of college was not going to Boulder. 100%.
Yeah.
Everyone says it's just the best.
It is. I mean, it's the best if you want, like, it's great education. It's the best if you want, like, a college experience. Totally. So, like, you know, the frat parties, the beer, the, you know, wild. There's a lot of EDM house music. It is really cool, actually. Like, and it, you know, at the end of the day, like, Boulder becomes a little bubble, too. Mm. Like LA. Like, it is, like, a little bubble, a social bubble. And
do you take a little bit of that psychology from college into your dating life?
I would think so. I feel like that's like, and I feel like that's one of the first questions that guys ask me is like, and when I tell them I've studied psychology, they'll be
like, oh no,
can you psychoanalyze me? You know what I mean? Or like, are you guys psychoanalyzing me? But like, I don't know. I think it's more of
they're
a-
They're like, what am I thinking right
now? Yeah, they're like, can you talk
about You're like, no, I'm not a psychic. I just studied psychology.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a little bit of a psychic. No, but.
So you finished your degree after the show, right?
Yeah, so I filmed the show while in school, actually, which was wild. I had to rearrange a couple of things to make that work. But like, but then, yeah, like I filmed the show, and then I had like 6 months left of my degree, banged up the degree, show came out, moved to LA, and yeah.
So when you go back to Boulder, I mean, Boulder's like such a big school. I know there's a big Greek life scene, all that
huge
stuff. So when you go back, people don't even realize what you're about to be on this show, right? So
yeah,
you have time to hang out a little bit.
Yeah, because when I went away, I left for like a month, and like, and I'm, you know, was on social media before, and people just thought I was on like a yoga retreat or like whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, right?
Maybe she's going through something right now. She ain't posting on Instagram.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. She's going through something. But yeah, so I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I've been back once since the show came out. It was really cool to just, and it's really cool to like have people like, you know, send me messages like, oh, like Sko Buffs. Like, it's cool to have that representation. Like, Sko freaking Buffs, everyone.
The face of the university.
Let's go, everyone. Keep it. Listen, stay in school. Get your degree if you want. Okay. It's, you know, go educated people in Sko Buffs.
Okay. So we have a thing called Make the Headline. Oh, basically,
no.
We're going to have a bunch of faces that you know up here. And the premise is you're going to be a reporter at TMZ for a sec.
Oh, fun.
So check it out. So we got these three categories. We got breaking, we got exclusive, we got update. And wild, Stephanie, help me out here if I'm explaining this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they sound similar, but they're actually different.
Okay.
So here, like for breaking,
wild news.
Look at these people. So no, breaking is something that's just happening with them right now.
Okay.
You know,
it's something. Fresh information.
Yes. It's fresh. Okay. It's fresh.
Exclusive is something that no other news outlet knows.
Cool.
No one, nothing that's been reported. Yeah.
Nothing's
inside
been reported.
Exclusive to TMZ.
Yes.
Oh, exactly.
No other one.
And then an update is just the latest update that you have on that person or a story that happened with that person. So just your latest update based on your relationship with that person.
Okay.
All right, you got this?
Okay.
You got it.
So do we start with breaking?
Yep, we're starting with breaking.
Whatever you want.
All right, here we go.
Pick the person, we'll slide them over.
Let's do Harry Johnson. We're going to throw it back. All right, here we go. Ready? Breaking news. This is Holly from TMZ Live.
Okay.
And we have Harry Johnson made the Daily Mail for the first time. Woo!
Oh. It's kind of shady, but
no,
congratulations.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know that was like making it.
No.
Holly's
sorry,
like, someone cares about you, Harry Johnson.
Sorry, no, it's all love. But you ever, it's fun. This is fun.
Okay,
it's
cool,
okay.
It's cool.
Wait, was that negative? I didn't mean it
to
be negative.
No,
it was great.
Okay, okay.
Love the announcement.
Yeah, really. You did the TMZ reporter right off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An exclusive. Just a team.
So this is news that only Holly knows that you can tell us about a person on the board.
No one else knows.
Okay, let's do Harry Jowsey.
Woo.
I don't know if, like, the information I know is what other people don't know, but okay, let's do it. All right. Exclusive to TMZ, this is Holly Scarfoni reporting live, and we just heard just in that Harry Jowsey keeps a bunch of goals and aspirations on his mirror each morning, and he wants to be a talk show host.
That's actually really cute. Wait, does he really have aspirations on his mirror?
It does. I think that's really cool.
That is really adorable, actually. Yeah.
Didn't we spend like 10 minutes talking about that last time?
I didn't know he had him on his mirror. I thought he just, okay, whatever, bye.
Yeah, I thought that was like, he has a lot of like energy prisms in his house. I like that. I'm very spiritual.
I
like
manifestation.
Manifestation is a real thing, everyone.
Yes.
So. Okay. And update. Okay. Let's do Francesca. Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Holly from TMZ reporting live, and I am here to report that Francesca is grabbing dinner with Holly Scarfoni on Tuesday.
That's okay.
There we go. That was a good one.
That
was
actually really good.
You did amazing.
Thank you.
You're hired.
Thank
For
you.
Real.
I am
right.
Team Z.
Holly Scarfoni, everybody.
Hi.
We don't have as many people in the room to make as much noise, but
yay! It's okay. Thank you guys so much for having me. That was really fun.
Thank you.
Guys, that Holly interview was so good.
I loved her.
No, it was really
amazing.
Good. I wish
she was
really
sweet.
It was such a good interview.
Thank you guys so much for watching TMZ Verified, the podcast.
Yes, be sure to check us out on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you get. Did I just make that up? I don't even know if they got Google Podcasts.
We're available
But if
everywhere.
You Google us, you'll find us. Thanks so much.
See you next week.